Islamic knowledge. Islamic knowledge is a deep sense of peace that goes beyond pedigree. And the evolution of knowledge, it builds life towers. The Quran is the modern generation of revelation of pages that feeds your brain just to open your knowledge wide if you're forsaken in ages. Quran 2 verse 2. This is a book which there is no doubt and a guidance for those who have a conscience of Allah. The Quranic verse is urging to keep on reigning and resource it. When you pile up your brain with knowledge, then leave it. By following the teachings and refill the brain with knowledge capacity. That energizes broken hearts, faith, and adds up life recipe. Surah Al-Imran verse 18. It is only those who have knowledge among his servants that fears Allah. The Quranic verse depicts that when you lose knowledge, you lose all. But if you have knowledge, you have gold. But if you lose all, then ignorance is a free burden. Quran 20 verse 114. And say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. The Quranic verse is saying that knowledge is wisdom. Wisdom is not knowledge until it leads you to Allah's kingdom. Pray fair, don't play hard. If they pray hard, let your iman defeat them. If you were born a Muslim, you are gifted and you can't count the blessings that you were given, but you count the lessons that you were given. Surely in the dunya there is a freedom. A freedom to live, a freedom to breathe, but freedom will never end us. A hadith from Habib Ahmad says, Allah will exalt those who believe among you and those who have been granted knowledge to high rankings. So let me take you back to the ancient of uncivilized fellows where daggers and pebbles were lit on believers. And the believers never left the religion, but Shahada led them. That's the moral lesson that says, if you want to go to Jannah, you prepare it properly. Pray 5 times a day, not sorcery. Be a Muslim by faith, not a Muslim by fate. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the legacy. The Ummah remembers him as a legend of different pedigree. When he speak, he could speak with a deep sense of peace. When he could teach to reach the capacity. He dwelled in pain and strife for Islamic destiny. Surah Al-Barad, verse 4 to 10. Search for it. You'll find Allah in finding knowledge.